on the picture from this person, we'll have a small press crew ready to come into the Rosenau room when you go in there for a picture.
Yeah.
And then we'll have them come into the cabin room. I don't think we'll have sound. Unless you feel that we don't want to have a stand-up mic, but we could have the directional mic thing that I wanted to raise up with you.
I wouldn't have.
If you're going to say something,
I wouldn't have it. I'm not going to say much, except for that I haven't said the previous or the greatest people in the world.
Well, we'll take the press in the far end, the far side, the fireplace in.
And have a writing pool press there.
Have a writing pool press, and the cameras with the shoulder harness with those directional mics that can pick that up. Okay? I'd like to get your permission, Mr. President, to have Jerry talk to Time Magazine to put them straight on a story that relates to fellow by the name of Angelo DiCarlo, who you commuted his sentence. He has 6 months to live. And someone's apparently peddling, because this has come in from several different sources, that he's tied in with Frank Sinatra and the vice president and all this kind of shit. I understand. But his sentence was commuted because he has 6 months to live. And it was commuted. I just talked to John about it strictly on the because of compassionate reasons. And the vice president, Frank Sinatra, no one talked to anyone about it. And I'd like to get that word.
Why do we have to advise him? Why did you say that to him?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Go to the White House.
Okay, we can do that. See, they have a query in the year. From the White House standpoint, because you did commute the sentence, I'd like to get the quote out. It was recommended by the pardon attorney and the attorney general. Then we'll get the attorney general to put that pressure against him, but I didn't want it to until I checked with you. Just on this one thing, and I'll let you know.
Are you,
good. I think very good.
He talked to Wurzman. He let me know that he had.
Oh, did he tell you?
Approve it.
No, I didn't.
Wurzman is not particularly good at words. He's not on our side. How is he?
Bernie Wurzman is a funny guy. Bernie Wurzman, if he feels secure in the information he has and knows he has, you know, a good relationship, he'll play ball. Where Bernie Wurzman has gone, Bernie Wurzman is basically a good newsman whore. And if he'll play anything. He's not philosophically hung up. Like most of those types. What did Henry give to him, they say?
He snuck it out.
See, Bernie Wurzman, when he called me. One way to do this, very quick to deal with this, and I wanted to talk to you on the way down to Florida on a plane. Henry has about 3 TV requests from all 3 networks.
Yeah.
One way to get Henry locked into a straight story is to let him do one of these, because he's not about to go on nationwide television in an interview and say, I did it all. And once he does that publicly, in that type of setting.
Well, the Oliver was supposed to have done that briefing.
Well, but the briefing over in the EOB, he did that.
Exactly.
It was, you know, the people were wondering about the protocols and all that type of thing there.
Can we ever get him to say the right thing? So
I think we can.
He knows it, but
I think we can.
Well, then can we get somebody to get like, why not have him do it with Howard Smith? And Howard Smith asked the right question.
We have three requests.
Sunday morning show.
No, this is all prime time.
Who?
Howard K. Smith wants to do a 15-minute interview for a special. Barbara Walters wants to do an interview with him, which she would use in a special. But CBS, ironically enough, has offered the best time. They've offered prime time, hour or half an hour, whichever we would agree to, for an interview with Henry. Now, one of the advantages of CBS...
How long?
Well, this is the thing. Cal would do it. Marvin Cal would do it. Now,
Cal would just be in the pieces.
Well, but I don't... Here's the thing. When Henry is up against what he feels to be a strong, adversary, I think Henry would perform better. And I also think that up against that type of setting, he would be forced through those responses to get the right line out.
Call would never give him the questions, I'm afraid. Yeah.
Well,
is he called when I pick on him and I can't believe him pick on him on all the negatives and so forth? I just don't know. That's be my guess.
Yeah, Cal would come at him with those things, but I think Henry could not.
Why does Henry let him try to defend himself rather than trying to build what he should do, the role of the president? That's what's really got to be done here, as you understand.
You're right, absolutely.
That's the only thing.
Well, that's the way we're geared up this weekend now to do that on all the shows. Sullivan's doing it out of Paris. We're going to be in touch with Sullivan out of Paris on Meet the Press. We've got...
Well, at least he'll say some positive things.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. That fellow's one of the leaders.
Yeah, I think they're probably... Well, we can...